Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh. Come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washed out the wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Somebody high five and say, it was the blood. It was the blood.
And it's still the blood. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, good morning, good morning, Jesus believers. I want to talk, but I just know I need to turn this over to Minister Hill because, number one, I apologize for being late, but I was trying to get this word here organized this morning. So let me see. Good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning, Dr. Erica, and good morning, Jesus believers all over the world. Oh, I honor our Lord and Savior this morning, and I know that I know that I know he died that we might live, and that life-giving power is in the blood. It's in the blood. 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, I took the communion with the matzos this morning, unleavened bread, and I wasn't going to mention it, but I think I will. Here at the church, we've been celebrating the Passover completely. We've been eating the Passover meals every day. We've been praying. But today is a really special day when Minister Hill does the prophetic supper, Lord's Supper. And you know, as I've been doing this Passover this year, every day has been some kind of breakthrough day. Every day has been some type of moving closer to God. That's the only way I could really describe it. And trust this, every day has been a challenge. And the challenge, has every day been somehow involved with my faith, my own personal faith. So the other day, somebody texted me and said, because I was talking about three's been showing up a lot, but God moves through numbers, you know that, and I know that, and somebody sent me this text, and it's this guy, prophet, supposedly, and he's saying that the world gonna go dark. We're gonna go dark. It's gonna be 3 days of darkness. And they asked me, did I believe it? Well, I told them, no. No, I don't. No, I don't. And I don't believe that the man who gave the prophecy is a lying prophet. I just believe that, like I said to them, I said, well, April 4th to tell the story, won't it? I said, if it goes dark, he's a true prophet. If it doesn't go dark, then he fed the people on YouTube some misinformation. And like I said to somebody else yesterday, you know, I'm not smart enough to say what God will positively do or he won't do. And I'm certainly not smart enough or stupid enough to try to interpret what God gave another man or a woman. You have to get that interpretation from them, because whatever God wants you to know, he'll tell you. And so I definitely did not come into agreement with it, because number one, I don't believe it. Is it possible? Everything is possible. But God gives you and I a gift called discerning. And we are to discern what is of God. We are to discern what is of the enemy. But the thing you have to remember is kind of like what Perry Stone said. You have the final say-so. You have a final say-so because of what you believe or what you disbelieve. And so yesterday somebody said to me, they said, you asked me how I felt. And they said, I'm a man. So I told you I felt okay, but I was in pain. I said, so you're a liar then. You're a liar. If somebody asks you how you feel, and you say, I feel good, and you're in pain, you're a liar. And you yourself then open up a door. You have opened up that door for Satan. And how do you expect to ever get healed in a lie? It ain't going to happen. So even if you're a man, a woman, a child, whoever, Jesus wept. Are you hearing me? And I'm sure he wasn't weeping because he was happy. The Bible says Jesus wept over Jerusalem. So that meant that Jesus had some anguish and some something. But the thing is, if Jesus could say he wept, and the Bible says that we have not such a high priest that is not moved by us. If you say you cannot play to anybody your pain, or your then you living in a lie. You deceive and you don't believe God. Simple as that. And when I know God has some real blessings this year. Real, you know why? Because so many people around the world are coming out of grief and sorrow, pain, and misery behind this pandemic. Right now, the whole world is standing in need of deliverance. The whole world. The whole world needs to be delivered right now. And some of you have been called by God to bring that deliverance. So the only question is, are you or are you not going to do it? That's the only question. It's not a question about God, because if you want to know how God feels about it, you can read it from Genesis to Revelation. But the question that's got to be answered is the one in your own heart. And you cannot, please hear my heart on this. You will never, ever, ever receive anything from God through a lie. Because the Bible says that it tells you all liars gonna have their place in the lake of fire. It say all liars. So it's like whether you lie about your taxes or whether you lie about your pain or whether you lie about anything, you're going to have your place in the lake of fire. It is so much better. Because you know what? This is what I found out in the past 31 years. God already knows. He already knows. He's your creator. And I think that some people have lost their understanding of who God is. God is Jesus' Father. God is Jesus' Father, just like God is our Father. You know, sometimes I say things and I laugh and I smile, but I'm serious as sin. Sin is serious. I'm serious as sin. Jesus has a Father, and you have, if you're alive on earth and breathing and walking, talking, you have a biological Father and you have a heavenly Father. And when you lie about anything, he already knows it. And you know what? He ain't going to even hold that against you, because you're only harming yourself. You're only harming yourself. When the person told me that, they said it in a way, and I listened to them, and they said it through anger and fear. Those were the spirits that were speaking. And my question in my own mind was, what are they afraid of and what are they so angry about? And the only thing, the Lord gave me two things. Number one, he gave me self-condemnation. This person was condemning themselves. And then you know what? The next thing you told me, jealousy. Now, you say, jealousy of what? Let me tell you. They have built themselves up, and they have been built up in the revelation of the fact of how great they were. Do not allow the devil to do that to you. And I even mentioned to them, I said, you know, you got to watch out for false humility. You got to watch out for false humility. I said, because it's dangerous. It is very dangerous. yes, you work hard, you earn. It's like when you go to college. You get a bachelor's degree or a BS, BA, whichever. Or you go to junior college and then you get a master's degree. I'm not saying it in the order. I'm just saying you get these degrees. But they don't make you. God made you. God, our Father, Jesus, his Son, the Holy Spirit, his own Spirit. It's just like a couple days ago, I got an email and said, Sister Erica, you said, and I did, you said that demons were older than Jesus. And then they broke down for me, you know, they broke down for me. I said, but I also said, I'm not talking about God. I'm talking about Jesus, the Son of Man. Demons are older than Jesus, the Son of Man. And then I just quickly gave them scriptures. And I thought about it. And they said, okay, I just wondered. I thought that's what you meant. But you see, I just thought everybody knew that there's a difference, and it's in the New Testament, between the Son of God and the Son of Man. Born of a virgin. Died, descended into hell, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave out of the hands of Satan, and then he rose. And that's what we're celebrating right now, that resurrection. But even when I answered that question, the question in my mind was, I really need to break that down. I have the teaching on it. I'm sure it's on the podcast. Because I taught on the Son of God, Son of Man for a long time. But then it dawned on me, I was teaching the ministers in Jamaica over Spirit Go. And then listen to me this morning. Get this. If you don't get nothing else, as I was looking at, I asked some of you about your calling. I didn't send that book out yesterday, but I'll try. I'm not gonna promise I'm gonna get it out, but I will get it to you at some point. Put this in the chat room. Write it down. There is no calling in the Bible called deliverance minister. You must understand this. There is no calling that says deliverance minister. It is not in there. Because deliverance minister is not a calling. It would be a gifting by way of an anointing. But there's no calling for a deliverance minister. People minister spiritual freedom as a command, but there is no calling for a deliverance minister. There's a calling to preach the full gospel. And everybody is called to preach the full gospel. Because you see, in the Old Testament, you had exorcists, Jews. There is no calling for you to set your life aside, tell my I'm going to cast out at none. Because Jesus calls it all healing. And that's why if you look at a lot of the old deliverance minister books, the church questioned it for so long, long, long. And this is why there's so much opposition against it today. Casting out devils is a command of the commission, the Great Commission. The fivefold ministry calling. And I maybe I'll teach on it tonight. It's got to be taught to some of you. Would be apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist. That is the true biblical fivefold calling. And that's why, as I was looking it over, just because you get demons cast out and you be so happy like I had an exorcism, but it sent me to the mission field. To do what? The Bible say, make full proof of your ministry, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof. And then over there in Timothy, it said, lay hands, stir up the gift that is in you through the laying on of hands. Stir up the gift. There's also the gift of administration, the gift of mercy, the gift of healing. You see, the Bible says, Jesus said that when he died, he ascended on high and he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. You can't call yourself. God is the one that does the calling and the choosing. Now, you can get that calling young, or you can get that calling old. But it has always been up until now that men and women would receive a something from God as an indication of what he wanted their life vocation to be or become. I'm going to tell you, you can make yourself anything you want to, but God ain't got to validate it. And then you're going to be frustrated the rest of your life because you don't see what you're supposed to see. The reason I don't like titles is when a man or a woman hear a title, they put too much responsibility on you. When a man or a woman says, I'm a prophet, then they begin to look for everything the Bible say a prophet's supposed to do. When a man or a woman say, I'm an apostle, they're looking for everything the sent one. That's what apostle means, sent one. Look it up. Sent by who? By God. To do what? Whatever he tell them. To do it how? Just like Jesus did. To do it for who? Everybody that comes in contact with them. But the key thing, we all called to minister the gospel. We're all called to do that. But because man is so egocentric and self-centered, and they get a thrill out of something that I can assure you is not a play. It's not. It can be the most dangerous thing you ever do in your life. What is that, Erica? Casting out the devil. Casting out the devil without knowing enough God to protect yourself. Without having enough of the presence of God to protect yourself, your family, your children. There are many, many, many people. Deliverance is nothing new. But it's a lot of people running around here playing with demons. And then when the demons retaliate, which is part of Satan's plan to make it appear that God's power and availability escapes them. That's not true. Get that out of your head. I'm going to be a deliverance minister. No such thing. You either apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist, and all believers are called to cast out devils, but all believers are not called, because the church tried to wipe it out, do exorcism. Because how can you say you're going to cast out a demon, and how can you say you have more power than Satan and authority over Satan, because you in and of yourself don't. But Christ in you does, has, will forever. Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So this is my question. How do you think you can deal with a demon without abiding in the presence of God? When it is God is the one that does the delivering, the healing, and the saving. People forget that when you got saved, it didn't just happen the moment you got saved. Somebody in your generation had prayed for you. The Holy Spirit began to woo you. And then you accepted Christ. It wasn't you. It was God all the time. The Bible says you saved according to the will of God, not according to the will of man. You called according to the will of God, not according to the will of man. And why would you want to call yourself and not have God and his ability and availability and through his manifold presence operating through you? But I'm going to tell you something. Number one, if you don't have faith in God, you got a problem. I'm just adding that this is what I wanted to talk about for real. Holy Spirit, help me. It's time to pass over into your own promised land. You see, the hardest person to get delivered is a witch and a new ager. Anything to do with the occult, it is hard to get that person delivered. You know why? Because they build up a kingdom of self. New Agers believe that I can ascend and become God. I can do the works of God. I can heal you. I can do this for you. I can solve your problems. I. Who is that? Who says that? Satan in Isaiah. I will ascend unto the throne of God. They have built up such a kingdom in themselves that it takes you months and years sometimes just to tear down that satanic demonic kingdom of Ai. And they really, really, I'm not talking about people, I'm talking about people that really, really, really believe in themselves, in the lie of themselves. And they have subtly ingrained that into so many people. So I'm going to ask you again, if you have to give up one meal or something today, give it up and ask God, what is your calling for real? And another, ask him, when did he call you? If you're not scared. Ask him, when did he call you? And if you're really not scared, if you think back, the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. Because you need to know that you 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 called of God. And that you're not calling yourself, because trust me, you'll do more giving than you will receiving. When you are anointed to flow in the gifts and giftings, you will do more giving than you will receiving. You better be ready for that. I heard somebody say, I've got to have money. I've got to have money to launch my ministry. I need money. And I said to myself right there, there's a problem. Money is not what you need, because money follows the anointing. It doesn't get in front of it. Ain't no need to get in front of it. But it gets behind and backs it up and supports it. So then I said, what is this issue? And the Lord said, they scared, they fear. And I asked the person yesterday, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of that has you so angry? And jealous. Because they kept throwing this minister name up at me and that minister name and da, 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 da. But they never, ever threw their name up. False humility is a dog. You hear me this morning? Just because you run around and say, I don't want to be out there. Yes, you do. That's what you're saying with your mouth, but your heart is saying something else. Not only do you want to be out there, you want to be recognized because you think God owe you for every mistake you ever made. You think God owe you. You think God owe you. You think God owe you. God don't owe you nothing. You owe him everything. Because without him, you can't take your next breath. Without him. It won't happen. So you gotta get yourself in the right perspective. Psalms 107:20 says, who is he? Who is he? God. God sent his word. Who is his word? Jesus. And healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Who did it? God sent Jesus and healed us and delivered us from our destruction. You got that? God sent Jesus. God sent Jesus. So what you trying to say? I'm trying to say this. You must build yourself and build up yourself in a strong foundation in the Word of God to base your faith upon, so that you are able to remove all doubt and all confusion from your own mind and your own heart as to what the will of God is, and as to whether or not it is God's will to what? Save you, deliver, save from all destruction. Psalm 107:20, God sent Jesus and healed and delivered from our destruction. Before you will ever be able to exercise the true power of faith to walk in the ministry of Jesus, to walk in divine healing, which is salvation, healing, deliverance, and inner healing, before you will be able to administer the power of faith, you got to believe and know that not only is God willing, but he's able, brothers and sisters. In order to believe this, you're going to have to be fully convinced in your own mind, in your own heart, that God sent Jesus and healed us and delivered us and has the ability to heal and deliver us and the world from all of their destructions. You're going to have to eliminate all doubt and all unbelief that is covered up and that is hidden in your heart. You're going to have to believe in God's ability, and you're going to have to believe that God's ability is available today for everyone and anyone who will just believe and receive, including you. Including you. Because, like somebody said to me yesterday, well, God is going to do it. I'm going to preach it. And you know what? I didn't say anything. Because anybody can preach. It ain't the preaching. It ain't your passion. It's the Spirit of God. The Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it to all liberally and without reproach, and it'll be given to you. That's James 1:5. God sent Jesus and healed and delivered all of us from our destruction. Brothers and sisters, you're going to have to eliminate all doubt and all hidden unbelief from your heart. And the Bible says you do that through your faith. And the Bible says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jesus, Word made flesh and dwelt among us. And what the Bible says, we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, the Son, full of grace and truth. God sent Jesus and healed us and delivered us. The promises of healing and deliverance have been given to us for use today while we live on earth. Why, brothers and sisters? So that we can live in the divine grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We can live in the charismata of God. As long as you, the believer in Christ, take a passive position, especially toward any attack of Satan, and I'm not holding my tongue and I'm not biting my tongue, you will never walk in the victory that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died for you to have. Because Jesus has already given it to you, and God intends for you to use it. You see, when you don't or will not, as an act of your own will, when you will not truly believe the word of God, I want to tell you something. When you won't truly believe the word of God, you're doing exactly what Satan wants you to do. I said, when you don't or will not truly believe the word of God, you're doing exactly what Satan wants you to do. He wants to turn you into just another passive, lukewarm Christian walking in defeat. Brothers and sisters, it is time to rent the veil. You see, the Bible says that when Jesus said, it is finished, it says that the veil was rent. The veil was torn into. In Matthew 27:51, the veil of the temple was rent into from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks broke up. Matthew 15:38, and the veil of the temple was torn into from the top to the bottom. The sun was darkened and the veil of the temple was rent. Luke 23:45, Hebrews 6:19. Says, we have as an anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. It says, the second veil of the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all. Brothers and sisters, it says in Hebrews 10:20, that God consecrated for us by a new and living way through the veil. The veil that is to say his flesh. Brothers and sisters, God says that his love, well, first he says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Have you really? Have you really? It's time to stop believing lies. It's time to stop compromising. You see, the veil was torn. The veil was torn from the top to the bottom. Jesus says, as he is, so are we in this world. 1 John 4:17. Brothers and sisters, the greater one is in us. Christ Jesus. And as he is in this world, so are we in this world. Jesus Christ is all powerful over Satan, devils, demons, occult, and all their wicked works. All because of the redeeming blood of Jesus. You too, hear me this morning, are all powerful over Satan and his work. It is time for you to rent the veil of the lies of the devil. It is time for you to tear them apart. It is time for the world to see Christ within his modern present day people. Jesus said, Hebrews 10:20 again, by a new and living way. What does that mean? By his life in you. By your faith in him. By you simply believing that God sent Jesus and healed you of every lie implanted, embedded of the devil and delivered you from the devil's destruction. You're in the Passover time. And it is time for you to suit up in the whole armor of God, pick up your sword, the word of God, and begin to destroy the works of the devil on earth. No more lies. No more lies. The blood prevails. You're in the season of resurrection. God said, I will cause the destroyer to pass over your house. God says, I will rebuke the devourer. God is looking for your faith in him, for your belief in his ability. God wants to truly make you bulletproof. No more lies. You have to make the decision. You have to make the choice. All the full gospel or nothing. The full gospel or nothing.
I used to live like I was under attack, dropping arrows from my path. I had no hope for tomorrow. Felt so much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward, I know I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down. Control. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's in the cross and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down. Because of you, because of you. dropping arrows from my past. I had no hope for tomorrow. Felt so much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward, I know I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down. Control. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's in the cross and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
Personal revival. You will always have personal revival before you have an awakening or a big revival. God said he's pouring out the spirit of personal revival during this Passover. Praise God. If you check on Spreaker, later on today, I'm going to post some stuff about the glory. It's something I need to post. So I'm going to post it after I get off of here. So just check the speaker after about 11 or 12, after about noon, and I'm going to have the part two to this message on Spreaker, and it's going to be what we can expect in this personal revival. what we can expect through the spirit of personal revival. That'll be the part two to this message this morning. But God just started giving it to me as I was listening to, just praising him and just listening to whatever. I got it, but I got to type it and I got to take my time, but it involves the glory. I know it's something about the glory in this personal revival. Okay, so check the Spreaker later on after lunch, and it'll be up there and you can get it. I feel Jesus this morning. I really, really, really feel Jesus this morning, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Boy, am I glad about it. Whew, I feel Jesus. So I'm gonna get that done. Before, it'll be up there by 12.
You are my strength.